Malo LLA. This is news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. A donation drive for Tonga has its second day at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium today. Yesterday it was overwhelmed with hundreds of people showing up and waiting hours to pack containers full of emergency supplies. Organisers have asked people to instead come today with their deliveries to pack into the shipping containers being sent to Tonga. Mepa Vuni says it was a long wait yesterday.
I haven't spoken to my mom since the eruption on Saturday. But we're all doing this for the time being. But sitting here for like more than 2 hours, because people have been queuing here since, I think, 7 o'clock.
Mepa Vuni says many people had taken the day off work to make their deliveries for Tonga to the stadium. New Zealand-based Tongans are calling on Jacinda Ardern to help relocate their relatives from Tonga to New Zealand after their homes were destroyed by the tsunami. Hundreds of people, as we say, lined up for the delivery of emergency supplies at Mount Smart Stadium yesterday, among them Katisi Atoeloa, who says her elderly mother lives on the island of Ewa. Because she's blind and injured, she had to be carried to safety when the tsunami waves hit. Ms. Atoeloa says she was also able to make contact with her parents in Tonga on Thursday. She wants them to be able to come to New Zealand. The government of Tonga has confirmed there are no buildings standing on the island of Mango. Aucklander Mote Pahulu grew up on Mango Islands and says he tried to arrange his own container to send to the islands in the Ha'apai group, but was unable to do so.
We were hoping to secure a separate container for Namuka, Mango and Whanui, but apparently they don't do it, splitting the containers up. So we just told our people to just go in there and tell them that they're sending stuff to Namuka, Mango.
In other news, Samoa is gearing up for a nationwide lockdown after the number of confirmed coronavirus cases off a flight from Brisbane on Wednesday increased from 10 to 15. The chairman of the ruling Fast Party and Minister of Agriculture, Leotia Smid, revealed the increase in positive cases on television last night. He gave no details on the five new passengers that have tested positive, but said instead that he expected the National Emergency Operations Committee to make an announcement soon. The Samoa Observer has said it understands Cabinet's holding an urgent meeting today to discuss a possible lockdown for the country. According to a table on COVID-19 alert levels issued by the Ministry of Health, when there are 7 to 9 cases in managed isolation and community transition is suspected, it's considered a moderate risk and the country should move to alert level 2. Samoa has remained at alert level 1 despite confirming 10 positive cases on Thursday. Under alert level 2, everyone in managed isolation will be required to restart their isolation period and all frontline and supportive workers will be quarantined. The wearing of face masks will be mandated and social distancing will be enforced in public places. A second policewoman in Samoa has been charged for issuing false police reports to members of the public for money. TV1 Samoa reports a police assistant commissioner, Oupau Longotino Filippo, confirming the woman, a police corporal, has been charged and will appear in court next month. Last month, Oupau said another policewoman had been dismissed and is facing criminal charges for issuing clean but false police reports in return for cash. Police did not say if the people given the reports have also been charged. Australia says it would provide $420 million US dollars to Papua New Guinea to upgrade key ports amid concern in Washington and Canberra that China's infrastructure investment in the Pacific had a military ambition. Earlier this month, US Indo-Pacific coordinator Kirk Campbell said the Pacific may well be on the part of the world most likely to see what he called strategic surprise, in comments apparently referring to possible Chinese ambitions to establish military bases in the region. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said in a statement that the funding will assist the PNG Ports Corporation to increase capacity to accommodate larger ships, including container vessels on major trade routes, which will improve trade connectivity. The funding would also go towards urgent repairs on coastal wharves that are up to 70 years old. A Chinese-funded wharf built in Vanuatu sparked Australia media reports in 2018, which were denied by Vanuatu and Beijing, that China would seek to use the facility for military vessels. To sport, and defending champion Naomi Osaka is out of the Australian Open after American opponent Amanda Anisimova survived two match points before clinching a memorable third-round victory. Osaka was seeded 13th after taking a four-month break at the end of last season, during which she revealed she had been suffering from depression. The 24-year-old Japanese was not too upset by the loss.
I fought for every point, and I can't be sad about that. You know, like, I'm not God. I can't win every match, you know. So I'm really happy with, you know, of course I lost, but I'm happy with how it went.
Unseeded Anisimova will play Australian top seed Ashley Barty in the last 16. In the men's draw, there were wins for third seed Alexander Zverev and sixth seed Rafael Nadal. The Wellington Phoenix men have ended a four-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over 10-man Western United in Wollongong. Coach Ufuk Dole says the win was important for them after being out of action for 16 days.
It was also a good performance. I believe we started on the front foot. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what to expect, what we were going to get out of the players leading into this game, with really only three sessions leading into the game. So at the end of the day, they showed some very good character and some good football with and without the ball at times. So overall, pleased.
Meanwhile, the Phoenix women suffered their seventh straight defeat with an own goal, giving Adelaide United a 1-0 win. Northern have secured a home final in the men's Super Smash after beating Canterbury by 8 wickets in Christchurch. In the women's game, Amy Satterthwaite scored 114, the second highest score ever in New Zealand women's domestic T20 cricket, as Canterbury beat Northern by 24 runs. Satterthwaite told Spark Sport, "It's nice to turn her form around after a subpar season."
To be honest, it's been my mind that's probably let me down rather than anything else. I've been searching for too much probably, which is, it's a funny game and you probably overthink things, and I've really tried to simplify it and keep my mind as clear as possible.
That's Amy Satterthwaite, and that's the news from RNZ Pacific. Now we return you to RNZ National.
Eastern powers, including that